Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
And it's lovely when you get home and they lick you all over your face.
They
it's
just
amazing.
Come and it's Bobby. I have one I call Snoopy Dog.
Are you sure they won't bark at me when I visit you, Super?
No, they will. They look at you first and they look at me. And I said, it's okay.
Oh, it's okay. Let him in. Food.
Anything healthy.
Good. And your favorite drink?
My favorite drink? A squeezed juice. Vegetable and fruit juice combined.
Yucky. Is it nice? I must try it.
Try it.
Bad habit.
Awesome.
Bad habit.
Especially in the morning and you add a little bit of ginger.
No, not vegetables in the morning. I mean, really. But I'm going to try it, I promise
try
you.
It.
Okay, your bad habit.
My bad habit? I won't talk about it.
Okay, fair enough. Your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is failure.
It's amazing. You're not the only one. Every single muse I've had in here, they don't want to fail. It's... And that's an inspiration in itself, isn't it? Hey? And then one more, your biggest inspiration.
My biggest inspiration. Wow. As in human beings?
Anything.
I get inspired by young children. Little children inspire me because I know they are harmless. They anything they do will always be meaning, you know, good meaning.
Talking about young children, the times you met Nelson Mandela, tell us about the good things between you and Nelson Mandela. You must have had some good times and a lot of chats and things. What is the moment that stands out for you?
The moment that stands out is when I met him the first time he came out of, you know. A lot of members of civil society were invited to go and see him. And, of course, musicians as well were invited to go and see me at his house. But for some reason, these guys decided to leave me and drive all the way to Soweto without me. Now, I am family, you know, because of my wife. My wife, well, my ex-wife, if I may say, is Nelson Mandela. Her mom was Nelson's cousin, was Mandela's cousin. So they left me behind, and I had to drive myself to Soweto. But they were asked to go and wait for him in the garden. Now, I've been in the house, I've been in the garden, but I came through the back door. Just as I came out, as I walked in, he walked out of the bedroom. You know, and I was the first one he saw. And he said, "Ha, Shigisha." And he gave me a big, this man was tall, you know. And he looked at me, I looked at him like this. And he gave me this hug, you know. And he said, "Very good, your music inspired us when we were at the island." So they loved Shigisha because Kathrada also spoke about Shigisha. So did Babu Sisulu. So as we walked out, guess the guys were like, "Huh, Miller? I'm the first one. You left me behind, but I'm the first one to bring. I'm bringing him to you." It was that moment that was great,
amazing. Carla McKenzie standing by in Midrand. She's going to take over, but I've got one more song, and I've got the vinyl. Yeah, how's that? All these years, I've been looking after this vinyl. I've got the Yuma Sekela here, but it means a lot to me. Will you sign it for me tonight?
Absolutely, I will do
it. It's very important.
I will do
it. And I won't sell it at the flea market, don't worry.
Absolutely, you wouldn't do that because then you won't have it again.
So that song is coming up now, and I don't know how many you released, but you sold, half a million copies in South Africa alone of that song?
No.
Even more?
Well, that was then.
Yeah.
And the song has not stopped selling, so we probably did well over a million copies of the album.
We are 4 minutes over, but we don't care, do we? We are rock and rollers. We can break all the rules.
We can break the rules.
It's not the SABC. Yeah. Okay. What I want to do, the last thing I want to hear from you, you're such a great man as far as inspiring people and being positive or whatever. What do you feel like living in South Africa right now? Where do you think we are going? Is there a future? How do you feel thinking of the young people of this country, people our age as well? Just South Africa for you. Any advice? Where are we going? What is happening?
The country has its own challenges at the moment. And I think we've got to be honest with the fact that South Africa can only pull itself out of the rut if we're all honest about the challenges that we're facing and how collectively, not one section, not even politicians, but collectively as a nation, we chart a forward to a better country for all of us. Those who are extremely rich must begin to see how much can we contribute to the development of this country. And those who are poor must also pull themselves up and say, we are going to make a different country. And we need to rid ourselves of the crime.
Mm.
You know, that stuff is just not too good for us. When people brazenly go and mug, you know, television personalities, that doesn't work well for a country.
Mm.
That is under the belt and it must be dealt with.
Sipho, what a pleasure. It was an honor. Respect. We'll meet again and I'll invite you for dinner.
Thank you.
We got a date.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And you're going to have to play that saxophone the whole night at my house, okay? We're going to go out.
I get paid for that, Bonnie.
Oh, I forgot about pay back the money, Sipho. Okay, here we go. Let's hit the vinyl. Oh, what a song. This is a song for all South Africans, right?
I hope
everybody
so.
Loves it. Cheers, mate.
I'm gonna hold you till you cry. Hold you till you cry.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.